Well, I'm just heading home. It's 9:20 a.m. on Saturday, the, what is it, 10th? 10th of September, heading home from the car boot. And my wife is at our station, and the weather's dry and fine, and just a moderate wind blowing at the moment. And the skies are finally beginning to clear. Looks like we're going to get a bit of sunshine, but it's difficult to tell because there's a massive patch of blue sky above and to the west, but there's clouds that seem to be hugging where the sun is and not moving very fast. So unless it swings round about, we probably won't get the sunshine. But if it does, then we get the sunshine, it'll warm things up. Which is good, because I suffered badly this morning with the white finger. Only managed to get them thawed out in the last half an hour. Really bad this morning. It's just, it's getting worse each year. And it's about, I reckon, about 11 or 12 degrees Celsius at the moment. So, although that might sound just cool and not cold, because it doesn't bother my bare legs at all, but my fingers are really bad, and it's good to have them thawed out again. The problem is I've got this in my toes now, not white finger. You can't have white finger in your toes. So, yes, my toes are cold and white, so obviously they're going the same way as the fingers. Those wee capillaries. Those wee capillaries are going to spasm and close down. And they're a bugger to get open up again. Anyway, just a gripe, a wee bit of gripe. So, car boot, heading home. A walk, if the weather's fair, I do tend to come home. Takes me about 10 minutes or so, just over 10 minutes to walk home through the park, and which I'm just at the near end of the nature park now, so just a ramble. A ramble with a ramble, if you like. Gonna go home, get a cup of coffee, put my feet up, and I'm gonna watch the cycling. I've been watching cycling now for many weeks with all the tours, and so I've got a choice today, because I have yesterday's, I've recorded them all, and I've got yesterday's episode, the Tour of Britain, and I've also got yesterday's Vuelta, the Tour of Spain, Vuelta a España. How do you say that? Vuelta a España. Yeah. Tour of Spain. Both on at the moment. So I've got a choice when I get back. So not only am I looking forward to getting into the house, I'm getting a nice hot coffee and put my feet up, but I'm also going to be able to watch my favourite sport, cycling. Yes. There's the sun coming out. Yes, it's finally not out completely. It's not out completely, but there's a massive patch of blue sky just above. Those clouds are high altitude clouds. They look like they're heading northwest, so south. Must be a southeasterly wind. But yes, so I'll spend a couple of hours. I may actually go out on the bike. That's what I was about to say. I may actually go out on the bike. For half an hour, that's it. Don't need to go far. I can do about 8 miles in half an hour. So, not so bad. 4 mile out, 4 mile back. That's 8 mile, half an hour done. And if the sun does get out, it will give me an incentive to get out, because right now, not really an incentive because of the coldness of the air, which is, yes, not good for the fingers and toes. It's just making me think just how autumnal. We really are diving into autumn now. It's not that gentle trickle. It's diving in. The weather we had last night was, I mean, yesterday wasn't a nice day particularly, but by late afternoon we had horrendous winds and driving rain. It was just abysmal. Absolutely terrible weather last evening. And a lot of debris on the roads and pavements and gardens this morning, with leaves and twigs and branches and everything being drukket. So, but you can see the colours changing on the trees now, and leaves falling quite regularly. Passing a patch of shrubbery at an old folks home here, and it's beautiful because there's a spirea here. Flower heads flowers have gone and left beautiful little red beadlets of seeds, and the green foliage is mottled now with blood red as the leaves turn over. And then there's green spiky berberis, there's a variegated, you know, green and white what do you call that one again? Osmanthus or something like that. And then there's a purple berberis, which is beautiful, spiky, and more variegated foliage, and then evergreen conifers. Just lovely, lovely, lovely mix of foliage, textures and colour. I do love when people get it right, but this is a local authority planting, and they planted this up years ago, and I have to admit they do get it right a lot of the times. Just clever planting, that's what it is. Thinking ahead. Might not look great just now, but in a few years' time there's someone saying this is going to look beautiful right throughout most of the year at least. And they're good. They're very, very artistic, some of these landscape plant gardeners who work with the local authority. Anyway, apologies for the rustling again with these damn. Do my best, you know. I do my best to keep it quiet. I'm going to have to hold it in my hand and stop it. Even the slightest touch against your clothes causes that rustle. So apologies for that. But anyway, some nice bird song. Just passing the old English church. It celebrated its centenary era this year. I think it was June or July centenary. It's a beautiful little church. Lovely tiled roof and trusses and stoned arch windows with scrolls. It's simplistic but beautiful with its not quite white rendered walls, so it's an off-white, but with the stonework and the red roof tiles and the scroll work, it's a beautiful little church. I've always liked that church for some. You know, the only time I've ever been in it is to go and vote, because it's one of the places it's used when we have elections. And it's only 200 yards from the house. But even when I was a wee boy, and he used to walk or run or skip or cycle past the English church, that's how we said it. There's always a bus stop there, and so you maybe say to your pals, I'll get you at the English church. And so it's funny how a building can be prominent in your life, but really have nothing to do with your life, if you know what I mean. So that English church, that wee English church, is just, it's one of those iconic little buildings that you never forget. So, busy road, time to go. Let you go on. People say that, don't they? People say, I'll let you get on. What they really mean is, when they say, I'll let you get on, it's, I need to get on. Well, I'm talking about needing to get on. While I'm still rambling and jumping back to the car boot, there's a guy who is a car booter, who we've only recently got to know. We've seen him before, but he started to set up at the back of us when he came. Nice guy, Alan's his name. But unfortunately, he is a nice guy, but unfortunately he tends to drift to our stall, and particularly the back of the car where we tend to stand or have a cup of tea. And this morning my wife walked home. She doesn't normally do this, but she wanted to go home and pick up a present for someone, and normally I would do that, but she says she'd rather do it herself and get herself warmed up again. So she did that, and unfortunately Alan came down, because things are quiet that time of the morning. This is about 8 o'clock-ish back here. And Alan came down and started to tell me about his history of selling second-hand records and his partnership with other guys over the years, and where they were selling, and the disputes they had with each other, and arguments and fallouts. And believe me, after 25 minutes of this, I was getting the gun out to shoot either me or him. Because some people are so, I mean, he's a nice guy, but some people are just a wee bit self-centred, and it's all about them, and I tried to interject a couple of times and tell them about, yeah, well, we did this, you know, we went to this car boot for a wee while, you knew right away he wasn't listening, because he was waiting on his chance to get back in and tell you more about his exploits and over the years. And so basically I kind of switched off and started looking around while he was talking. I know it's ignorant, but I was trying to give him a hint to say, look, Alan, could you not go and stand at your own? And when my wife Mary came back, this time I'd managed to shake Alan off, and she says, how are things? I says, I'm so glad you got back. And I told her about Alan. I says, so just watch, if he drifts down again, I says, keep yourself busy at the front of the car. Anyway, oh, feel the heat, feel the burn. House nice and warm, but we've not had the heating on. It's lovely and warm inside here, so I'm going to have a, as I said before, I'm going to stick kettle on, as you would say down in parts of England. I'm going to stick kettle on, or maybe a teapot, stick teapot on, and I put my feet up. Yes, as I said, I was going to do it. So there you go. So him. Cheer-a-bye now. Cheer-a-bye. Oh my god, 15 minutes of a ramble. okay, well, yes. Cheer-a-bye.